This is Tour 3, Section 5, Lindell Homes, starting at Cricket Drive.
Inside the gates on Portland Place is the home where Dwight Davis lived, number 16. Davis was the Forest Park Commissioner from 1911 to 1918. He was also an enthusiastic amateur athlete who was the National Outdoor Men's Tennis Doubles Champion from 1899 to 1901. In 1900, he donated a trophy for a new tennis championship, which is known today as the Davis Cup. Davis is also the person most responsible for the myriad of athletic facilities in the park, such as the handball courts on your left. He believed that free, quality recreation would promote health and build character by teaching children to play by the rules.
As you walk along Lindell, to your left you can see the back of the Jones Center, where you began your tour.
The Jones Center is originally the site of the Lindell Pavilion, an open-air structure built in 1892 as a shelter for the Lindell Railway Company, one of several streetcar lines that carried more than 2.5 million visitors to Forest Park annually. As part of the celebrated 1904 World's Fair, new ways to access the park were established, and soon the pavilion was all but idle. But in 1914, St. Louis Commissioner of Parks Dwight Davis saw it as the perfect site for a modern clubhouse, pro shop, and locker rooms for a rapidly growing number of golf and tennis enthusiasts. The building was extensively remodeled for that purpose in 1914. Unfortunately, almost all of the structure but the tower was destroyed during a fire in 1925. It was rebuilt to become an even larger and more functional field house and restaurant, but fell victim to disaster again. A natural gas explosion in 1949 leveled most of the building. As if by magic, the tower survived once more, and the remainder of the structure was rebuilt through a grant from Laclede Gas Company. It was here that passengers would disembark from the many horse car lines operating in the city that had begun service to Forest Park. These were the Lindell Railway Company and the Missouri Railroad Company. By 1892, the Lindell Line ran west on Delmar to DeBolivar, then south into Forest Park, looping at the pavilion. The former pavilion is now known as the Jones Center, where you began your tour. Another passenger line, the Lindell Company, came out Choteau Avenue to Kings Highway in 1882. By 1896, this line was extended westward along the south side of Forest Park. It was electrified in the early 90s when an extension into the park was made. As competition between the numerous carriers continued, the Lindell Company line was later abandoned when the Laclede line became a part of the Forest Park line in the 1930s.
The street going north and south between you and the History Museum is DeBolivar Avenue. Until 1900, this was the main entrance to Forest Park. Stop the recording and continue walking until you come to the corner. Then stop on this side of the street. When you're across from the museum and ready to begin your tour again, push the button.